Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. So for those of you who are brand new to my page, brand new to my business, brand new to the group as well, I am Adanna Austin. I am your business coach and consultant, and I work with high-end entrepreneurs like yourself to get very clear on your goals, identify your ideal clients, and develop the strategies to grow your business. So what I wanted to talk to you today about is your analytics, right? It's not something that a lot of coaches or many will talk about, because a lot of times when you approach somebody to help you with your business, they're going to talk to you about your marketing, they're going to talk to you about your branding and your colors and your logo, and make sure you have a website, make sure you have an email list, and you know, make sure you're doing videos and all of those things. And yes, all of those things are important. But one of the things I want you to also remember, that those things do not work in isolation, right? They never work in isolation. They have to work together. But the thing that is going to help you to make the best decision about what visuals work best, or what messages work best, or when to send a message, or you know what I mean? Like what date or what time, or what is the best caption to put for my messages, is your analytics and your insights. Your business needs to be very data driven. What do I mean by that? Data driven, right? Every decision that you make in your business has to be driven by data. That is the information that you have collected based on what you have put out. So you want to look, and for all of the platforms that you're on, whether you're on Facebook, you're on Instagram, you're on LinkedIn, even on Twitter, whether you have an email list, whether you have a website, a blog, there is a place where you can collect all of the data, all of the insights. It will tell you certain things, and each one is going to be different, right? But it's going to tell you certain things like, let's talk about your email. So for your emails, for example, your insights are going to tell you which emails got opened the most, like your open rate. It's going to tell you what day or what time, right? It's also going to tell you who's not opening your emails, right? For your blogs, it's going to tell you how many eyes are getting on your blog, how many clicks you're getting on your blogs, how many times your blogs are being shared, your social media, even those analytics are huge. That is going to tell you, your insights for your social media is going to tell you what date, what time, which image really performed well, which messages really performed well, what time it performed well, who did it attract, right? How much times was it shared? There's so much value in really paying attention to those data points, right? Because data, using that data is how you start to streamline your business, right? Because when you talk about marketing and sales, right, it's very flexible. It's very flexible. What you may have done 6 months ago may not work right now. And sometimes in a very extreme circumstances, what you may have done last month might not work this month, because things are continuously changing, and you have to be on the ball, right? And analyzing your data has to become one of those non-negotiable things that you do for your business. And I know there may be many, right? But it's one of those non-negotiable things that you do in your business. And that's why, like, every Monday morning, my VA and I, we really dive deep into our analytics. So we look at all our data for our Facebook posts, our videos, anything that we shared. We look at our Instagram feed as well, and we pull up the data for that. We look at our blog and our website. We pull up the data for that. And we also look at our emails, and we pull up the data for that. And then we use that information to fine-tune the new set of messages that we have going out, because we can then determine, okay, this message or this particular topic or this particular theme is what my audience is responding to right now. Because it may be that at this point in time, this is what they're struggling with. So let me speak more about this particular topic. Yeah, or let me write more blogs around this topic, or let me write more headlines that look like this, because this headline
this headline encourages my audience to engage or interact, or it really encourages more of them to click on the link, right? Or this time of the day or this particular day of the week is when I'm getting more people to open my emails, because maybe my audience is more active on emails at this point in this day of the week, or even this time of the day. Or if I'm sharing particular types of images on Instagram, I can say, okay, my audience is responding when I share these type of images as opposed to these type of images, or they're responding to these types of videos or this length of video as opposed to another length of video, or they're responding to this particular program or this particular product as opposed to something else. So your analytics, your insights, guys, you have to start to create a business that makes sense. You're not just showing up, none of us, we're not showing up every day just hoping that somebody buys from us, hoping that somebody lands on our blog or our email or even on our newsfeed, right? We're not hoping, we're not building a business on hope. You're building a business based on data, based on information that you have collected. Now, if you are now starting, so you don't have a lot of content out there, you don't, your visibility is not high as yet, do not worry. What I would suggest to you is just start, right? And after a few weeks, right, I would say maybe even after 6 weeks, you will be able to start to see some trends. You will be able to start to see some things that your audience is engaging with. And you will be able to then make an assessment of what is going to work for my business and what is not going to work for my business. Because sometimes it may just mean that you're changing your title. It may mean that you have to use a different type of picture. It may mean that you have to change your color. It may mean, it might not be something really, really huge. But once you have made that decision to show up and to share information and to write these emails and write these blogs and, you know, do these podcasts and do these videos and do all of these things, you have to get the data to help you make the right decision, because then you'll be operating on a hope and a dream, and nobody wants to operate their business on a hope and a dream. It makes absolutely no sense, right? You want to use that the data that you're going to collect, and guys, collect it in a real way. Yeah? We don't just look at it and say, oh, okay, we actually have like a full-on spreadsheet that we use every Monday, and we fill out the information, and based on that information, then we can make informed decisions about the content that we are going to share for the next 7 days. We make a decision based on where we're going to show up more over the next 7 to 14 days. We make a decision about what images we're going to, you know, we're going to share more of over the next 7 to 14 days, because it's all based on the interactions of our, on the engagement of our audience, which got more reach, what got more engagement, what got more shares, and that kind of thing. Which one of our posts got more people leaving comments, which one of our emails were opened the most, which one of the links in our emails were clicked on the most. So you are running a business based on data, right? Data. Make sure that the collection of data is something that you are doing in your business no matter what. And you're not just operating on a hope and a dream. Right, but you're operating on some real valuable information, because guys, that data is going to help you build that know, like, and trust. Yeah? Because when you analyze that data, you will get a better sense of who your ideal clients are. You also get a better sense of what their challenges are, the kind of questions that they are asking, and what you should be focused on, what your main message should be, and how you can position yourself as the go-to person for this particular solution, right? It's going to help you to differentiate yourself from everybody else whom you may feel is saying the exact same thing. That data aspect of your business is what really drives the difference in your business once you are putting out content for your audience, right? So today, Let's spend some time just looking at our data. Go back into your analytics. As I said, we literally do a spreadsheet. We don't just look at it and walk away. We do a spreadsheet so we can compare this week to last week and the week before and the month before and 6 months before, because we always want to be comparing. That's part of your market research, right? We want to be able to see after a 6 month period or a 3 month period, how has our blog grown? How has our email list grown? And which one of our emails have really continued to stand out? Which one of our opt-ins, right? Or our lead magnets have really been able to stand out? So that data part is very, very important for us in making the right decisions for our business moving forward.
Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.